You kids and your loud rock.
Man. Turning down.
Some of us had a loud weekend. Hi.
I love to see Sligo on Monday mornings because he's just a mess.
It's the exact opposite of Friday.
He's a mess.
Is there a cot in here? Can I lay down for a couple hours?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo.
This show, we're going to give you a Gimme Five. What is the theme for that?
You know it yet? I don't remember. I had something in mind, but I don't know.
Right, we'll make it up.
Yeah.
Sometime between now and 5 o'clock,
we play
5 songs in a row, and there's a theme.
Oh, names in the title. People's names in the titles of the songs.
And all will have fun.
So there's a lot of Kevin songs, so we'll play great. A lot of those.
Yeah. Hey, that's great. COVID ruined your plans.
Oh, I'm sorry. They did? I didn't even know they ruined my plans.
A friend of mine had a wedding, and the bride got it 2 days before the wedding.
Oh, my God.
And they had to move it up onto a balcony, and she had to stand 6 feet away.
You may not kiss the bride. Right. You may blow bride some kisses.
You can't even blow the bride a kiss, because that involves air.
So I can't imagine anybody else had anything like that happen.
No, of course not.
No. So we'll talk about that later.
Celebrity sightings where you don't expect it. It's sort of like seeing your teacher someplace when you're a kid.
Right.
Like when you're mall and you see your teacher, you go, what
are you doing in real life?
You're not supposed to be in this world.
Get
you're in that
here.
World. And the weekend next door update.
Oh, awesome.
Coming up next.
Those are my favorites.
On 95.5 KLOS.
All right, gentlemen, take it away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
That would be Dorothy. And you know how important it is that a song does well on the charts?
Yes.
So that they make some money and can, you know, live their lives and stuff.
Sure.
She just tweeted earlier today that song is still sitting pretty at number 5.
Fantastic.
I wanted to thank the fans and radio and everything. So thank you. If you like that song from Dorothy, that is Rest in Peace.
That is one of those that doesn't get old quickly.
No,
some of them you love.
Yeah.
And then you hear them again, you aren't.
That was nice.
Kind of heard that enough.
Yeah.
But that's not one of them.
No, that's a grower. I like that one.
Not a shower?
Yeah.
It is time for Weekend Next Door Update.
Yay!
And this is Next Door Update. Next Door App. Is full of crazy people.
Fantastic idea that has been overrun by loons.
By loons, yes. And this is the weekend update for Next Door. The first one is, all I want to do is go out with a big group of people and look so cool that this happens. And he quote tweets the Next Door app. Today's trending post, groups of young people up to no good.
Grandpa says, those damn young people.
But the person that quoted it wanted to be a member, wanted to be cool enough to be in that group. Here's one that says, please feel free to laugh your ass off at the following question. Any tips for removing the Band-Aid from my 4-year-old who has carefully and surprisingly accurately wrapped it around his penis and testicles?
Oh, ow. Oh, no.
That does not seem good.
Nope.
Shout out to the lady on my next door who posted an appeal for, quote, volunteers to come serve as wait staff at her family's Thanksgiving dinner.
So on Thanksgiving, since you have absolutely no friends or family, why don't you, for free, come over here and serve our asses? Wow! I wonder if she had a single taker.
We are doing Weekend Next Door Update.
Oh, my God.
This one is called Spy Flowers.
Okay.
My neighbor has this flower peeking into my backyard. It's basically just a sunflower that's
pointing. Sure, like they do.
Yeah. I couldn't get close enough to see if there's a camera hidden inside. Is this even legal?
Why is there so much raging paranoia these days?
I don't know.
It's a flower. It's a bee. It's a bird. They're not
at the end
you.
When they say, is this even legal? I mean, no, if there's a camera.
Well,
I don't know if there's a camera. But for sure, if there's not, it's a flower.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing? This one is hilarious because the funny people got to the poll. There's a poll that got put up. Are you sick and tired of seeing coyotes killing your pets and potentially your children?
I am kind of. You know, not so much my kids, but the pets.
Yes at 45%. No at 55%.
Yeah! Woo! My kind of neighbor.
Here's another one. Bring Out Your Dead is the name
of
this one.
Bring out your dead.
Note to self. Your neighbors are not amused when you dress in your Renaissance outfit and push your wheelbarrow down the street yelling, bring out your dead at 7 p.m.
I'm not dead yet. Well, 7 p.m. It's nice and early, at least.
This one is entitled Harassment Cat. This is the Weekend Next Door Update.
The film.
For the past 3 weeks, a cat has been following me on my daily walks. I'm worried that the owner may have trained the cat to follow people and rob them when they get home.
The cat is going to rob them? Or?
It doesn't say, but it certainly sounds that way.
Frisky, no.
If you could train a cat to follow somebody home and rob them, Congratulations to you.
You know, it's weird because usually cats are pretty good judges of character, so you wouldn't think that this cat would be following someone's
cats are
stupid.
Dicks. Let's be honest. They usually
like hate everybody, so.
And this is the final one. Urgent help. My son visited and blocked Fox TV.
A good kid.
I don't trust digital or any of the iTunes. Fox is all that's allowed in this household.
Oh my God.
How can I unblock Fox TV? I told my son I'm taking him out of the will.
The question of the hour, still, you still loving that song from Black Keys?
Yes, wow. So good.
It's so damn good.
So good. Can you turn off your alarm?
No, okay. I cannot.
We missed one on Weekend Next Door Update.
Oh.
We missed one.
Oh, okay.
And maybe it's the best one. I'm not sure.
Oh, first of all, I love that feature. Every Monday, we try and check what's been going on Next Door.
It's titled Farting in My Mailbox.
Ah!
And it's okay. Audrey is the one that wrote it. Someone keeps farting in my mailbox late at night. I can hear it outside my window.
You can hear it.
And smell it every time I check my mail. That's not possible, right?
I don't think it would last all night unless it's a hell of a blast. But if she hears it, why doesn't she look out and see who's presenting butt?
She continues, this is getting old and is extremely childish. My bills and coupons smell so bad, I can't even pay them or use them in a grocery store.
Oh, that's her flimsy excuse to not pay.
I don't believe that for one second.
Neither do I.
That is a lie. You're a lying liar who lies.
I think maybe her mailbox smells. That seems more likely.
Anyone in my neighborhood, keep an eye out for the brown eye. I will catch the Flatulent Phantom.
Flatulent Phantom! That's my new favorite band.
I have reported this information to the police.
Oh, of course you have.
Wouldn't you love to talk to the police officer that had to talk to her?
Remember the moment when I was a 911 operator? This is the kind of crap that would come in where I didn't want to do
She's
it.
She's the best. I love her.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find out where her mailbox is.
Let's go fart in it.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Four packs of tickets. That's a nice chunk of change.
This is the first ever KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure. It is August 25th, and the only way to win this VIP experience is to win right here on KLOS, and winners will have the park all to themselves from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
That's awesome. That starts tomorrow. We're going to start handing out these four packs of tickets.
Yep, that is true, between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Very cool. Win! Do it!
Win, do it.
Why aren't you not winning?
Let's talk about, they put up a video of Mick Jagger, who is in Brussels.
Okay.
With the Rolling Stones. They're going to play that night.
Uh-huh.
And he was out just looking around, being a...
Tourist. Ah, man, Mick Jagger walks past you?
Isn't that bizarre? Like,
that can't possibly have been Mick Jagger just now.
Right, because you don't expect to ever, in your lifetime...
Run into...
...see Mick Jagger on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah.
Wow. That has to be so bizarre.
Yeah.
So I thought we would... I posted the video, by the way, from at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Cool.
You can just see him, you know, walking around, posing with some of the better places.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like he's untroubled by
people. Untethered.
So nice. He looks like he's having a great time. But I thought it would be fun to get celebrities that you saw where you did not expect them.
Right. So, I almost ran into Mick... I was going to say Mick Jagger because you were saying Mick Jagger. These are not the droids I'm looking for. Michael Jackson.
Like, what?
Just slammed right into him. I actually almost bumped into him.
Where?
At the Grove.
I would have killed him.
Yeah, I know. Right? And I didn't even realize, but the entourage is like, everyone step back. Everyone step back. I don't pay any attention when I'm... It's like, get out of the way.
Right. But also, you would never in a million years expect Michael Jackson to be there.
No, what's he going to the Gap? I mean, what are he doing, dude?
He's going to Baby Gap.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you saw a celebrity someplace where you didn't expect it.
And what did you do?
I saw some of the LA Kings in Vegas. They do a game in Vegas.
Right.
Used to.
Uh-huh.
Early on, like one of their preseason games, but then that stopped.
Right.
And then I was just in Vegas on a random time. I was like,
I knew those dudes.
What the hell, man?
Wow,
that's
cool.
What? They're here. That's so cool.
Are they having a good time?
Yes, of course. It's Vegas.
Winning money.
How do you not?
I know I want to go to Vegas.
How do you not? So you had a celebrity sighting someplace you were not expecting it. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about Mick Jagger sightseeing in Brussels.
Very cool.
What a weird thing to see. And we're talking about celebrity sightings that you weren't expecting. KLOS, hello.
30 years ago, I was walking up the street to return some videos to Tower Video.
Mm-hmm.
And I was behind somebody in line that was asking for the movie Blue Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left, the clerk said something about David Bowie. I looked at the receipt. The name on the receipt said David Jones on top.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's Bowie. So I ran across the street, dodging traffic on Sunset. Tower Records.
Right.
And I'm looking around, expecting a million people to be around him, and he's just all there by himself, looking through the CDs.
Did you walk up to him?
Well, I was being respectful. I mean, this is my most favorite artist.
Sure, right? Yeah.
Here was, you know, rock god in front of me. So I stayed about maybe three rows away, and I said, "Excuse me, Mr. Bowie, sir. I just want to let you know that you're my most favorite artist ever." And he looks up at me, he smiles, he walks all the way over to me, puts his hand out, and shakes my hand.
Wow, that's so cool.
Right on, man. That's awesome. That's very cool. You know, I've always heard really cool things about Bowie.
Same.
Like, insanely cool.
They say don't meet your heroes. In some instances, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Celebrity sightings that you had where you did not expect it. You met a celebrity when you were not expecting it.
I met quite a few people working at a video store in the 90s in Lake Arrowhead. But the most famous one was Priscilla Presley. I just about fell over. She is just as gorgeous in person as she is on TV.
Did you have an argument with yourself? Like, is that her? Could that possibly be her?
Oh, no, because she was paying with the credit card. It was her.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Her. And I also got to meet at the same video store Duff McKagan, Roseanne Barr, Edward Furlong, and Michelle Kwan.
Wow, that's quite a list.
Well, thanks for calling. You know, I worked at a video store, as you well know.
Yes.
For quite a while.
An adult video store.
And only you came in.
That's true.
That's repeatedly.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I saw Lou Ferrigno at the Renaissance Fair in 1987. Nobody walked up. The dude is intimidating.
Sure, of course. Of course, he's huge.
That could kind of make sense, though. I could see him being
there.
Yeah, sure. Sort of makes sense. But thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
I got a story for you. When I was delivered to downtown L.A. courthouse, I was delivering the truck driver. I had to do some boxes upstairs, and I had to use the commercial elevator.
Right.
When I was doing the delivery, I was sweating. It was a hot day. I was sweating, so I had my head down. Four people walked in there. Three had suits on, and one had boots and a big old shiny golden belt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dressed cowboyish. And I was like, I looked up, and I had a sweat on my head face. I go, hey, you Garth Brooks? And they all stood quiet in front of me, and they didn't say nothing. And then so we went down wherever it was, and they got off the elevator, and when I go, hey, are you sure you're not Garth Brooks? And one of the guys in the lawyers, his lawyers, gave me a thumbs up saying it was Garth Brooks. But he never said nothing to me.
How weird is that? You literally asked him if he was Garth Brooks and there wasn't a word said?
I will stare at you.
In the elevator?
He said nothing.
So
he
weird.
Said nothing, but he kept his head down too. And when I got up to the parking lot, I go, Garth Brooks, country music! And he gave me a thumbs up.
We have time for one more call.
About celebrity sightings?
Surprise celebrity sightings. Hello.
Hello, baby.
I was taking a lunch break at the Taco Bell in Sherman Oaks, and I see an old classic car, and my coworker and I are like, oh, that's pretty nice. And my coworker walks up to the car, and he's like, is your name Dave? And he's like, yeah. And Dave Grohl was out shopping for his kid and stopping to get lunch. He was out shopping.
And nicest guy in the world, right?
Yeah, he is the nicest guy.
Nicest dude. Yeah. It was amazing. I didn't know who he was at first, and now I'm a total all into the Foo Fighters.
Nice. That's awesome. Dave. Everybody who's met Dave says he's super nice.
He is the best.
Very nice fellow.
You always hear, don't meet your heroes. You always hear.
You know what? I'm a huge fan of Joel from Mystery Science Theater 3000. I did meet him, but I totally freaked him out. I said something
that
really
was on
weird.
Yes.
It was 100% on me.
But you know what? Yeah. If you're meeting him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe weird works.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I thought.
Did it not?
No.
Okay, great.
Not at all. You would think if anybody could take a really bizarre joke, it would be Joel. He just like, I got to get out of here.
Do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic when they started telling us that we had to wear masks?
No, I don't remember that.
Seriously.
Yeah, sure.
Because I remember thinking, you know,
This is going to be weird.
Do I need to get a mask or should I just wait out the week or two?
Yeah, and I had like
that was my mindset. That's all the longer we're going to need to wear it.
Yes.
Is a week or two.
Yeah. And then I had like ones for like when you were painting or like dust or whatever.
Right.
You know, you start wearing those ones that you had in the closet for 400 years.
Right.
And they were useless, really.
Now it's been 3 years.
And what the hell,
That's not ideal. I had a friend in Hawaii who was going to get married and the bride tested positive 2 days before the wedding.
Oh, no.
Had family and friends there.
Oh, man.
In Hawaii.
So you're not canceling that. You're not postponing that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they went through thinking of with a destination wedding and how much money it cost them and everybody flew out and all that kind of stuff. So how could they do it safely? So they did it with masks.
Right, sure.
And they did it on a balcony. The people that were there to see were on the ground underneath.
Okay. Right.
And they could watch up on the balcony where it was happening. And she was 6 feet away from her groom and the minister. And there was no kissing the bride, and there was no, you know what I mean? Like, it was all, and they canceled the honeymoon, and...
There were a lot of those balcony concerts for a while, which I thought was awesome. A band would play. Yeah, I was like, this is great.
That's a pretty cool way to get around it.
Super cool. Like, the band's up playing on a balcony, and you're all down below. Safe distance.
So that's what... Well, although if you're safe distance from other fans,
that might not be as well. Kind of spaced out. Yeah, I was spaced out. All right,
so COVID ruined your plans, but you got around it somehow.
Somehow you figured out a way to
do it. Yes, like they did. They actually went ahead with their wedding, and just did it on a balcony and made sure they both all had masks and stayed a good distance apart. And they ended up going through with it because really, there's no option at that point.
No,
you can't just go.
Oh, everybody, come back in about 6 months.
Thanks, everybody. See ya. Yeah. See you in 6 months. Yeah. Start saving now. We're going to need you to wear better clothing. So 818-955-KLOS. COVID ruined your plans.
But you got around it somehow.
You got around it somehow.
We want to know about that.
818-955-KLOS. Talking about a wedding of a friend in Hawaii who had to work around because the bride got COVID 2 days before the wedding.
So everybody had flown out there, spent every dime they had to get to Hawaii. You can't say, hey, come back in 6 months. Right. I'm all better.
Right, because most people can't afford to even go the first time.
Right.
Let alone the second time.
How did they fix it?
So they did it on a balcony, and they stayed 6 feet away, and everybody else was down.
That's awesome. That's actually kind of cool. I mean, that's sort of like putting her on a pedestal, to put it mildly.
Yes. Yeah. But also, like, taping off a wall where she's behind so nobody can get sick. Somebody tweeted us at Kevin and Sluggo saying that they had a wedding here where people from out of town had to come.
Okay.
And they just asked them to stay an extra week. So that they could like recover and get back and get ready to go.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
a workaround.
That makes sense as a workaround if they can do it.
Yeah.
Which not everybody can. That's the problem.
Of the things like they started doing a lot of stuff at drive-ins were suddenly becoming popular again, which was cool.
For concerts, for comedians, they started doing all of that.
Drive-ins. So that way they'd be up there in front and you know you could listen on your FM radio.
Right.
Be safe. Yeah. I love workarounds.
So
I love
workarounds for COVID. 818-955-KLOS. In the last 3 years, you had plans. And COVID stopped it, but you got around it somehow.
You ain't letting it shut you down.
How are you going to do that? 818-955-KLOS. We have done this topic before, and it always fascinates me what people would do.
Yeah.
If you got an undisclosed amount of money in your account.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? There is a man, I believe, I'm not sure what country he in Chile.
Okay.
Who got paid accidentally 300 times his salary.
Woo! Bank error in your favor. Mm-hmm. Collect three times.
How much? It was 150,000 pounds, which I believe is about $179,000.
Nice.
In one check.
Right.
And he apparently, they went to him and they said, hey.
Where's our money?
Right. We overpaid you. So he agreed to return the cash and promised to go to the bank the following day.
Yeah.
And just took off. Instead, he just took off.
Got on a plane and
got
out of town.
Don't you always wonder, like, would you be able to get away with? I don't know.
I mean, did he leave the country?
The employer tried to make contact with the man over the next 3 days, but to no avail.
I mean, you know, you're trained that way. And from Monopoly, they literally say bank error in your favor.
Yes. They later received contact. And by the way, let us know, 818-955-KLOS, if you've ever been able to keep that money?
Yeah, did you?
Did you ever find yourself in that position where they overpaid you?
Right.
What did you do with it?
Yeah.
After they later received a contact from an unnamed man's lawyer who informed them that the man had resigned from his position at their company.
Oh, sorry. I quit.
After no sign of contact, bosses at the company decided to file a complaint with law officials and charge the man with misappropriation of funds.
Okay.
But they have not found him.
Woo!
They have not found him
yet. D.B. Cooper is on the loose.
The average take-home pay in Chile is $750 a month, and he got $179,000.
Wow.
And he said, thank you.
Thank you.
Peace out. I've always wondered if you could literally get away with that.
That was a thing on Superstore. One of the guys that worked in the back, they had been overpaying him for a long time because they put the decimal point in the wrong place. And he just assumed that everybody was making $150,000 a year at Superstore or whatever.
Of course, like that's what you make there.
Yeah. And I always kind of wondered about that. I'm like, well, you know, if that's what they're paying you, especially repeatedly.
That's insane.
What's the legality on that?
818-955-KLOS. So you've had a bank error in your favor?
And what did you do?
What did you do? 818-955-KLOS. Talking about a man who was paid over 300 times his salary and told them that, yep, I'll meet you at the bank tomorrow, no problem.
Oh, that's terrible. I'll get there and get that money back to you.
Withdrew the money and left the country. And just they've never found him. As far as I know, they've never found him. So the bank had an error in your favor?
Actually, in my girlfriend's favor. She was in her favor for about a year.
Wow.
She let me borrow $1,000 to put a down payment on a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the $1,000, put it down, ended up returning the vehicle. She said, they said they're going to put the money back in her account. So they put it back and they still sent her a check for $1,000.
So she got that extra $1,000 back that she didn't deserve.
Yeah, she did. She got the $1,000, but only like a year later.
Right.
She ended up closing the account, you know, all nervous and, you know.
Right. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, and about a year later, she goes into her credit and she's in debt $1,000 to the dealership. And so she gets pissed at me when I was telling her, you need to return that money. And she ended up breaking up with me because of it.
Ah. Wow. Wow. That seems like misplaced blame.
Yeah, she was out to cheat the system, man. And you were minding your own business. Ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hi. You got paid more than you were supposed to get paid?
Absolutely. It wasn't a bank error, but next best thing, it was an insurance company.
Oh, better thing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see, they had called me. It was an automobile accident. Mm-hmm. And I clearly told them that there was no injuries. And the next day, I got a check in the mail. A very large check for injuries.
Wow. The next day?
Hooray, yeah. I promptly deposited it. And then they got on the phone and said, no, we didn't mean to send you that. You have to give it back.
Do I?
No, I did not. I told them that it had vanished into the abyss of debt and there was no retrieving it.
I love that. And their answer?
The money no longer exists. I can't give it to you. And they finally had me give a recorded statement, and that was the end of that.
Wow!
Wait, how much was it?
It was like $5,000.
5,000 righteous bucks, man.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Especially from the insurance companies that don't pay anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. I mean, you know, when someone sends you anything in the mail, even if you didn't order it, isn't it supposed to, you keep it? You
finders keepers?
Yeah.
Is that the rules?
I'm just really
since
reaching.
Since we were five?
Yeah. Finders keepers, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You got a bank error in your favor. In about 10 minutes, we do Give Me Five.
Yeah.
On the Kevin and Sligo Show here on KLOS.
Five songs with a theme.
Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is people's names in the title.
All right.
People's names in the title. That comes up in just a second. Right now, we are talking about the bank error that was made in your favor.
Okay, yeah. So I had somebody's paycheck go into my account.
Somebody else's paycheck? How much was it for?
Like, I think $1,200 or something like that. I think they was working like minimum wage or something.
And did you know them?
No, I did not know them.
Oh, okay. So what'd you do?
At first I did nothing, and then like a day later the bank called me and said I have to come down and take the money out. And
do I? And did you?
Yeah, well, then I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it down today because I'm at work and I'm not going to call my lunch.
Yeah.
So I did it like, I went down 3 or 4 days later at my convenience.
Okay, but you ended up giving it back to them.
Yeah, that's
they were calling me like every day. Though,
yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah. Of course.
But you did the right thing. I gotta say,
you did the right thing.
I mean,
we admire the guy that left in Chile, but he did the wrong thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's gonna get busted.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, it was actually my employer paid me $500 extra.
And
then they called me on my work phone and said, "Hey, I think we gave you $500 extra." I said, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Nice.
They said, "Check your bank account." So I check it. They said, "You see it?" I said, "No, I don't see it." They're like, "Okay, we know you got it. We're going to need you to write us a check for $500. I said, "Well, you know, when I work for you guys, I got a set salary. But when I work for myself, you know, my hourly wage is $500. So you guys are going to pay me an hour to go get this money. $500, man. Sorry." They're like, "No, we're going to need to... you to write that check or there's going to be consequences." So needless to say, I'm actually on my way to the bank right now.
Oh, listen, you eventually have to.
Yeah, probably, yeah. If they notice, I guess you got to get her done.
Yeah, I say, you know, if it was $170,000, they probably wouldn't have heard from me either, but I don't think it's worth my job.
No, it is not.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
There was a bank error in your favor. A couple of more calls. We only have time for a couple of more. For the bank made an error in your favor?
About 9 months ago, I got a $13,835 deposit in my bank.
Wow. For what? Do you know?
I have no idea. I called them twice. They said, "Yeah, that's an error," and they still haven't taken it out.
Huh. So, have you spent any of it yet?
Nope. Still there.
How long do you think you'll wait?
Yeah, 9 months. How long are you going to wait altogether?
I don't know. I've been told to wait a year.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But if you wait a year, is it yours?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
Kevin says yes. Kevin legally advises you.
And I'll send you guys lunch.
Woo!
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good idea.
Just like 3 months from now, we get lunch. I'm very excited about that.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. Over 25 years been listening.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very cool.
It's frightening that can be the case, isn't
yes,
it, Kevin?
It is.
Over very, 25
very
years.
Very frightening. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Quarter of a century. Thanks for calling, dude. Songs with names in the title. What ones can you think of? 818-955-KLOS. Can you think of one offhand, young Kevin? Yeah, well done. Here's a little jingle to get us started. Give me
in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Give me five. Song titles with people's names in them.
And that was
a boy named
Susan.
Give me five, Jamie. Give me five.
This is Give Me Five.
Five songs with people's names in the titles today.
Five. Give me five.
Give me five. So maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you have a thought. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Okay, give me five.
What was the word? Was it phone? Sorry.
What? Huh?
Huh? What?
No. What was the word for the, like, you know.
The word for the.
The request.
The word.
It sounds like you said phone.
Oh, you mean give me five?
The theme?
People's
names.
People's names.
In song titles.
Okay, well, that was me yesterday. I said Angie from Rolling Stones.
So you were a day early?
On Sunday, when we were all at home in bed.
Yeah, I know. I called that yesterday.
Why did you call yesterday on Sunday?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought you today were doing something different. I'm sorry.
No worries.
It's forgivable.
Listen, a lot of times we do something different than we thought as well.
We never do that, no. So you're saying Angie. No, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll go with Angie because Angela...
I want to watch you go with Angie. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, I can tell you know what I'm talking about.
Right?
Angie, did you order a pizza? Your cable out, Angie. What is it? What are we doing?
It's Give Me Five.
Right.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock, and the theme is people's names in the title.
And there's Wild Cherries, Donnie Iris, and Leah. And before that, Jamie's Crying, and a boy named Sue, and there was something else in there. Oh, Angie, Rolling Stones.
Angie, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're ready for the top one. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. I am Kevin and Sluggo, of course.
What's up?
Does 423956 mean anything to you?
439-2336.
48-15-16-23-42.
Hey, those are the numbers from Lost.
What?
42-39-56. Because you can say she's got it all. Whole lot of Rosie.
Whole lot of Rosie. Oh, see, that's what scientists call perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
You do good work.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to make it number one.
I just think you're terrific.
I know it's super dorky to point out, and who cares, but I love the way that song ends.
Just sort of, they give up?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty rare.
Listen, we're tired of playing. So that's the end of the song.
Yeah, they're just like, just stop. Let's just quit there. It's like a Monty Python sketch. They just bail.
It's KLOS and it's Kevin and Sligo. I want to mention I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike, because you need some good news to balance out all the bad. You can find that on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In the Weekend Next Door update, somebody said, for the last few weeks, a cat has been following me home. I'm worried that someone has trained him to steal from me.
The cat follows this person and is going to mug them
and
someday.
And it's going to get inside the house and steal.
Well, you know, cats can pull 50 million times their weight. So I could see a TV going behind the cat.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
A treadmill.
Would be hilarious to see a cat dragging a TV down the street. And in Chile, a man paid over 300 times his usual pay, packed up and left the country.
He bank error in his favor. He took it and ran.
You never hear that. You always hear, oh, I know, they're going to get it back at some point.
I'll give you the money back.
This guy just took off.
Pew, and he told him he was going to meet him at the bank to give the money back, right?
I'll meet you tomorrow. Peace out.
All right, I'm going to go see if the bank has put any extra money in my account.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Bob Dylan explains NFTs.
NFT is a non-interchangeable unit of data, and they store in a blockchain. It's a digital ledger that can go on and trade it and go associated with the ownership of photos, videos, and audio.
Oh, I see.
I didn't understand most of that. Sorry, Bob. I'm sorry. NFT.
It's a non-interchangeable unit.
Non-entertainment.
No, interchangeable.
Yes,
no.
Interchangeable.
Come on, man.
Interchangeable.
There you go.
What is a mining token? Sorry.
A mining token is a token that goes in the mine.
It's not a token that's used in a mine.
Might be.
Here's my token. Welcome to the mine. And then you're in there, and then they get all the tokens down in the mine, and then they put them in the blockchain.
They put them in the blockchain. In the mine?
Yeah, no, crazy. I don't know. The whole thing's a scam.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, I want it burned. I want my steak burned. I want my hash browns burned. I want my toast almost burned. I like things burned.
Do you want your Disney California Adventure Park to yourself?
Yes.
With KLOS listeners?
Yes, burned.
I don't think we need to burn anything.
Okay, good.
Although it's August 25th.
So it'll be warm.
The only way into this VIP experience is to win from KLOS, and the winners will have the park all to themselves from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
That is mind-bendingly cool.
Starting tomorrow, we'll have your shot at a four-pack of tickets nearly every hour.
First ever KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure. Just 9 days before man first touched down on the moon on this day in rock in 1969, David Bowie's Space Oddity was released. Hey, you remember Skylab? It was on this day in rock in 1979 when it crashed into the Earth from space after 6 years. And then that, of course, led to ELO dedicating their song Don't Bring Me Down to them. Did you ever have one of those Jerry Garcia neckties? It was on this day in rock in 1992 when he first introduced them to the world.